The going is easy as I slip under a canopy of shade trees. Push hard on the bike pedals, grunt and groan if I must admit. And once again, I'm off on the 5.9-mile stretch of rail trail that starts at Route 134 in Dennis, over to the Pleasant Lake General Store in Harwich. I've made the journey for years, and this the Cape's best month, September. The crowd's thin and the sun cools, and there are curiosities at every turn for those who decide the going there is better than the getting there. A small bridge carries my bike over a brook that widens out, and I wonder for the moment if any of this ever gets itself to the sea. Now I'm passing behind backyards and feeling like an intruder, peeking in on what most people would never put in the front yard, a garden that didn't take, boxes and buckets of projects, long unfinished, piled against lumber, unused. And that skiff, still in dry dock, still tucked away in a forgotten corner, its bow like a chin pointed straight at me, daring me to criticize. I take pity on these minor delinquencies, remembering what I myself have left undone, and grateful that my backyard can keep its secrets. The woods recede and the scene in front of me opens wide to the first of the cranberry bogs. My route to the general store is defined in large measure by these scrubby rolling carpets, cut by the narrow canals of generations of farmers, and marked by a lonely pump house, a faded red, faded but not forgotten. The sprinklers are going like mad, click, 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 in a frenzied snap too. I pull off onto the sandy shoulder to count the weeks until harvest, when suddenly a hawk rises, dips and soars again in its quest for the next meal. I look toward the trail ahead, where a family of six seems to be coming right at me, each on their own e-bike. One of the youngest is busy talking to the others when he veers close enough that I have to jerk my own bike out of the way to avoid a big crash. Besides giving me a scare, I think they must have missed seeing the hawk. Yeah, well, you go too fast, you miss too much. I pass an abandoned bog being converted to wetlands. The cranberry plants have been scooped out, clearing the way for fresh habitat for birds and other creatures that will call it home. I hear the skittering away in the woods of a small creature I must have startled, too clever to ever make itself visible to me. A few hundred yards later, a fox darts down a small embankment and disappears. We are indeed intruders here, but hopefully the denizens sense that most of us simply want a closer look for a better understanding of their world. I get off my bike and walk down to the edge of Hinckley's Pond. Along the shoreline, I spot the corners of houses coming out from the lush cover of trees. And then I see the tail end of all things, a small aircraft. Maybe a seaplane that lands and takes off from here? Now the general store is in sight. I'll sit on the bench with a cup of ice cream and think about the ride back. Much to see on September's slow roll. And about that seaplane, I made a few calls that led me to Tim Howard, manager of the Chatham Airport. He knew all about it. He said the old Cessna is no longer airworthy, so for now it's simply one of the rail trail's more interesting pieces of landscape art.